It's time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. It's March 2008. It is almost Easter because of the calendar. Easter is coming so much earlier than Passover, but it's keeping Passover fresh in my mind. I want to talk about Passover and Easter. Okay, in case you did not know, they are one and the same thing. Ooh, heresy? No, it's just true. That's how it is. The Easter story is really, the more studying, the more I learn about it, the more I'm really understanding that it's just a retelling of the Passover story. It's the same story, just with different main characters. If you want, take a read. John Shelby Spong has some unbelievable books out. One called Liberating the Gospels, a Jewish understanding of the New Testament, just made it so clear to me, and then all of the other Spong books just ring out. But that think about it. The Gospels were written by Jews. John was a little bit exception to that, but Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and Paul, and all of Paul, they were Jews, and they were writing for a Jewish audience, and they were explaining Jewish things, and it's Midrash. That's what it is. It's Midrash, which is like, oh my God. And then, boy, does it make a lot of sense. So here's the main themes of Passover / Easter, or Passover - Easter, because they're kind of one and the same. It's about a traveling from slavery to freedom, or from death to life, or from closedness. Egypt, literally, Mitzrayim in the Hebrew means constriction, from that to a land of milk and honey. It's all about that journey of how do we go from being limited to experiencing the unlimited. It's about coming to freedom, coming to new life. It's coming to being with God, as soever you understand God. That's what the stories are about. If you get hung up on, did the Exodus actually happen? Did they bake the bread? Did Jesus rise from the dead? If you get hung up on any of the details, you risk, seriously risk, losing the point of the whole story. And the point of the story, and notice I'm there, I didn't even say stories, it's the story. The point of the story is that we have to liberate ourselves, that we have to allow ourselves to have God liberate us, to allow us to be free, to experience the divine, how that works in our lives, and to not pay attention to groupthink, and to not pay attention to all the external forces that are in our lives that we've internalized and wind up confusing us. Oh boy, I'm out of time. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.